it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in the spirit of this holiday season, we're going to ignore them and talk about radio on the go. Yes, it's all about the platforms, the devices, the various different ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you were wandering around on Black Friday and you were getting all your platform, all your devices, all the things that you can get, grab the platforms on and listen to the show, well, you're probably going to be giving away a new watch. You're going to be giving away a new tablet, a new phone, a new something to your beloved others and make sure that they can pay attention to the Spano and Black Attack. And literally, isn't that what it's all about in this holiday season? It's about Joe and me. Our egos. Yes, it's all about the holiday spirit of giving to Sports Byline USA. Yeah, well, maybe not so much. But with that in mind, look, it's about radio on the go. If you're heading to work after the Thanksgiving weekend and if you're going back to the daily grind, you're trying to gear up for Christmas, well, you know what the drill is. Try to grab you a little Spano and Black, one of the great interviews that we always have, anything that's on the network, of course. And it you got to have the device, man. It's just how it is. So you haven't put your Christmas list together. Get it together. Make sure the powers that be get something for you when the time is right. And don't forget, for us, most important, it's the American Forces Radio Network. And those guys and girls at service, away from home for this holiday, might be away from home for Christmas. Well, guess what? We love you guys. We appreciate the service. We appreciate you being out there protecting the freedoms that we have and enjoy in this country. When we come back, we'll set the table in this post-Thanksgiving buffet of sports. This is Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Well, welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe's off today. Well-deserved rest. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And if you Twitter is more your thing, at BobBlack71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. Got a big weekend of sports to talk about. National Football League is the focus today. We'll have some fun with that. I'm hoping everybody enjoyed their Thanksgiving holiday, whether it was with family or with friends, and tryptophan finally should have worn off and got up off the couch, which was not the easiest thing to do over the course of the weekend, particularly on Friday. But as you were devouring those leftovers and making those cranberry stuffing and turkey sandwiches, which was my father's absolute favorite, we hope that you were enjoying yourself. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that, but it's one of the great things in the world. You get two pieces of white bread. Yeah, white bread. Whole wheat don't cut it. No other kind of bread cuts it. You put a little bit of mayonnaise on each side of it. Yeah, I know. It's a traditional white boy sandwich. But you put the turkey, a little salt and pepper on the turkey. Put some put the cranberry sauce in the middle because cranberry sauce is very important. It has to be in the middle. Then a little bit of stuffing on top of it to keep the cranberry sauce from sliding around. Then you put a little bit more turkey on top of the stuffing. A little bit more salt and pepper. Slather the remaining piece with mayonnaise. Put it on there. You don't cut it in half because part of the fun is dripping it all over your shirt. You eat it, usually while watching some football or some other affiliated sporting event. That is the leftover turkey Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving sandwich. My father used to revel in that like nobody's business. If you happened to heat up a little bit of gravy that he could dip it in while he was sitting there watching the tube, you were a hero in his eyes, and he would only make you get up and get one beer as opposed to two beers during the course of the sandwich. He would actually go up and get his own. So it was a very important thing to revel in. Believe me when I tell you. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. You can chime right in with your post-Thanksgiving stories. Well, I didn't hear of any untoward violence or craziness or political things that were going on in houses, the horror stories where people were throwing bones at each other and things along those lines. So, all in all, a pretty peaceful Thanksgiving, although the morons are now trying to do a recount. That's not going to change anything, but hey, what are you going to do? In the National Football League, well, yeah, there were some games played. It was pretty cool. Bouncing all the way back to Thursday, and you know, if you enjoyed the weekend and you're part of Thanksgiving and you plunked down in front of the tube, you actually had good football games, which was, that in itself was pretty damn impressive all in all. We'll take it all the way back because we didn't have a Friday show. And I guess that's where we'll start. Have a little bit of fun with that, evolve into the rest of the news around the league, give you a little recap on news and injuries and all that kind of good stuff, and then float our way into the Monday night matchup. Teams are starting to fade into oblivion. The rumor mill is all out and about with names that are starting to bite the dust and get ready to bite the dust and all that kind of good stuff. But there are some teams that are starting to make moves, and there are certain trends that are starting to happen within the league that are rearing their ugly head. And, you know, look, when it comes down to the National Football League, this is home stretch time. and we talk about this all the time. Teams that are the healthiest usually win. There's no getting around it. And it just goes with the territory. In theory, you know, the cream always rises to the top, but this year the cream is curdled in a number of places. And when you look at it from that perspective, the bottom line is you perform, you don't perform. It's literally what it comes down to. And if you go back to Thanksgiving Day, ultimately the Lions performed. No, I'm sorry. Let me take it. Yeah, Lions performed. Vikings did, but just not quite as well. And the Lions go to 7-4 after the amazing slow start. 5-1 at home, which has certainly kicked in to be a record that in defending home turf has really mattered to this football team. And they win 16-13 against the Minnesota Vikings in what was a pretty entertaining game. And again, it wasn't, you know, this isn't one of those where we sit there and go, well, they set offensive football back 1,000 years or anything along those lines. It was just a pretty well-played football game. The defenses were up for the game. The offenses struggled. They managed to get it done on a couple of Matt Prater field goals in the fourth quarter. Defenses on both sides bent, but didn't break. And a turnover, a key turnover, at the end mattered as Darius Slay returned an interception 13 yards with 13 seconds with 30 seconds left. And that was it. That was the key. And, you know, I'm not going to question Zimmer not trying to get the ball down the field for that last second field goal. And honestly, it's you can't blame him for doing that. This is also the NFL. I mean, look, it's Sam Bradford tried to make a pass across the field, which is it is the toughest pass to make in football, going across your body and across the field. Very few quarterbacks can make it. He has the arm to make it. And he tried to make it happen. Didn't turn the football over. And that was all she wrote. Look, you know, again, Zimmer played it pretty close to the vest the entire game. And the argument, I heard the discussion. All right, so play for overtime on the last drive, considering that you were playing conservative the whole football game. But you know something? You can't. You're on the road. The Lions were playing decently. And, you know, you try to make the play. Look, I get it. And don't forget, this was a Viking team that was behind the whole game until the fourth quarter. They grabbed the lead finally on a short field goal after a wonderful reverse move by Cordarrelle Patterson. Grabbed the lead 13-10. Lions come back, tie it. And again, home field, man. It matters. And Zimmer's looking at it from the perspective, all right, we finally grabbed the lead. We weren't able to hold it. Detroit took it right back. Well, not right back, but they got it back. And, you know, you try to make the play. Vikings weren't helped by the fact that their offensive line took another hit. Joe Berger gets hurt. Jeremiah Sarles gets helped off the field. And that's been the major part of the problem throughout the season. Look, no AP, of course, that's monster. But that offensive line for Minnesota has taken a beating all year long. And it goes back to the very theme that I started at the top of the show. You're healthy, you win. You're not healthy, you lose. That's what it comes down to. Vikings drop to 6-5. They get Dallas at home, but Dallas is playing some damn good football, and I don't know that this Viking team is going to be up for the task. But we'll see. Detroit gets their late bye, which is only going to help their situation. And don't forget that Minnesota-Dallas game, that's going to be on full rest. Both of those teams will be coming off of the Thursday. They go to Thursday. And that's where we'll pick it up on the other side. Just, you know, Minnesota, trials and tribulations that they're facing, and Detroit having a little bit of time. Works for one team, doesn't work for the other. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s perhaps. Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best love record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Is that Jerry bringing us back to the attack? No, maybe not. Welcome back. 1-800-878-PLAY, the phone number 1-800-878-7529. I was listening to Jerry's show last night. I guess before they had a little incident with somebody wanting to take a small leap off a tall building. Fortunately, that didn't happen. But what did happen is that the Detroit Lions beat the Minnesota Vikings 16-13 to grab a game lead against the Vikings. And, you know, look, with Green Bay playing tonight and probably losing that football game, we'll talk about that in just a little bit, Detroit's getting ready to seize control of this division. They go into their bye week. Don't play again. Nope, I'm not right. That's wrong. They get the extended break because they played on Thursday. They play at New Orleans on December 4th. No bye. My bad. Minnesota gets Dallas on Thursday night, and that's not going to be an easy task, although they are at home. But, you know, again, look, this was not an offensive juggernaut. Again, Zimmer going for it. I get it. I really do. But he played conservative the whole game. And just in, you look at the passing stats for Bradford, 31 of 37, which was brilliant. But they were all dumps. I mean, it was all just short stuff over and over and over again. 224 yards with the pick. You know, McKinnon had nine receptions. I'm sorry. Rudolph had nine receptions for 64 yards. Thielen, eight for 53. I mean, there was nothing. Nobody cracked 100 yards or ever really came close. They stayed committed to the run to a point. 16 carries, 82 yards. So they had a little bit of production. You know, it's the defense stood up and did its job for the most part. Stafford was no great shakes either. 23 of 40, 232. But he had a TD and no picks. And that's the difference between this Matthew Stafford and the Matthew Stafford of old. When they ask him to make a big play, he can still do it. He takes what the defense is giving him as opposed to trying to force it. Joe Bob Cooter is doing a hell of a job as the offensive coordinator, and it's paying off. I mean, you know, he's not one of those quarterbacks being mentioned because of the lack of gaudy stats. But he's got 19 touchdowns. I mean, it's he's in his prime right now. He's 28 years of age. Quarterback rating is just a shade over under 100. He's only got five interceptions on the season. You know, the yards aren't monster. 2,883 for the year. But he'll still, as the projection goes, he'll still pass for over 4,000. And if this team continues to win, he'll be in the conversation at the end of the year for league MVP. You know, the thing to focus on with Matt Stafford is that quarterback rating. And again, look, statistics can be manipulated any way you want them to go. But for his career, his QBR is 87.1. This year it's 99.3. That's a big jump. You know, he's completing almost 70% of his passes. That's up to 67%. His career at 61%. Everything has gone up. He's still throwing a long ball. His longest this year is 73 yards. You know, it's he's been getting it done. And even if you look at the you know, going all the way back to September 11th, they start out with the win against Indianapolis, and he has the big game that he always has for 340 yards. Then they lose three straight, and he's struggling. But once they played Philadelphia and got that win on what was a conservative night for him, again, you look at the stats, not particularly gaudy. That was the game when they figured something out. 25 attempts, 19 completions for 180 yards. That's all. All right. 76% of his passes, but you look at the yardage and you say to yourself, all right, a lot of dink and dunk, whatever the circumstances were. Three touchdowns, no interceptions. The quarterback rating wasn't great, and this is where I say, you know, again, I talk to you about how numbers can lie sometimes. But three touchdowns, no interceptions. The quarterback rating is 59%. You know, nothing great. But he didn't turn the football over. And they discovered at that point in time, we're going to take what the defense give us. And they were off to the races from that point on. They really were. And his season pivoted on that football game and that win. Nothing gaudy. Nothing jumping off the page. But just a continuation of a philosophy that's been developed by Cooter. And Caldwell, to his credit, as the head football coach, has been smart enough to just step back and realize that that's the direction to go. It ain't exciting. But the Lions have had enough excitement in the history of their football team, mostly on the bad side. You know, when you get tired of having your jersey used as for opposing teams to wipe their feet on, you know, you look at it and you say, all right, maybe we got something going here. And they do. Yeah. Caldwell has never been a coach that has excited me in any way, shape, or form. But very quietly, he's been doing a hell of a job there. And it's paying off in wins. Another team that's paying off in wins, man, Cowboys, 10-1. Redskins took a hit. They fall to 6-4-1. 2-2-1 away from home, because you got to count London, unfortunately. But the Cowboys getting it done in what was a really good football game. Truly was. You know, you looked at what went on with this team. 10 straight wins now for Dallas. And look, the Redskins came roaring back. Tried to make it happen. They got a touchdown with 1:53 remaining in the game. Pulled one in 31-26. Couldn't seal the deal. But, man, they were heroes and plays all over the place. And, you know, look, I said it before, I'll say it again. I don't judge these quarterbacks too fast, and anybody who's listened to me knows that. But the torch has been passed from Tony Romo, unless they struggle when they get into the playoffs. And I was talking about this to somebody last night. Once the Cowboys get into the playoffs, the only way there's two ways that Romo can make an appearance. One, injury. Two, if Prescott has rookie-itis in the playoffs, and it just they're down in the playoffs, Jason Garrett will call on Tony Romo to the rescue. He won't allow Dak Prescott to try to pull Dallas Bacon out of the fire if they're down 10 points going into the fourth quarter. It won't happen. They'll put Tony Romo in there and hope he can save the day on one last hurrah. But with that being said, those two ways are the only way that Tony Romo is going to see the field again this year for the Dallas Cowboys and probably ever in his career. Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and Dez Bryant are Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin. It is. Jerry, for all his faults and all his screw-ups over the years with rotating coaches, and you can argue about the roster and being a bang-a-boom, he's got it. He's got the formula. Now, you know, injury takes place. We'll see what Dak does in his second year. Again, I always, you know, I don't put him in Canton off the first year. But Prescott, from all appearances, is not in over his head remotely. They have the best offensive line in football. Ezekiel Elliott is already arguably the best running back in football. And Dez Bryant is a top five receiver. And when you have that formula, it covers up your defense, which has improved, but they're on the field for a significantly amount of less plays than they have been in the past. And that's the formula. It's the formula for winning football. It's not a mystery. And it's not a fluke, which is what's more important. And the Skins are a good team. And we'll get to Kirk Cousins on the other side. But the Skins are a good team. But they were playing from behind the whole game. And this Dallas team is a force to be reckoned with. They're the best team in the NFC right now. And if, you know, going into week 11, you're talking about possible Super Bowl winning football teams. They're right there. You have to. You got to talk about them as one of them. This is no fluke. The Skins are now 3.5 behind Dallas with 5 games left. It's going to be tough for them to make the playoffs, let again do anything else. And the Giants are a tightrope every single week. Going to be fun. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. Get into the game in detail. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
We can do that, or we cannot. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto on the coast at BobBlack71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and we're talking Redskins and Dallas, and you know what was a terrific football game. And don't get me wrong, the final score is a little bit misleading, and yeah, a little tight around the collar for Dallas at the end, as the onside kick was not recovered. It actually went out of bounds for the Redskins. I'm always amazed that that's something they just don't practice as much as they should. You know, look, it's Washington's a good football team. They are. And Kirk Cousins is going to get really, really well paid. And I already saw the smoke coming out. And trust me, it's just smoke with Kirk Cousins. They'll franchise him again and put him up about $29 million, I believe it is, or $23 million. If he doesn't agree to a deal. But you know something? Dallas rolled the dice on this, and they're paying the price because they were unable to get the deal done. Cousins wanted franchise money. And as it turned out, rightfully so, the Redskins called his bluff. Not 100% sure that Cousins was going to be their quarterback of the future. But, fairly or unfairly, that judgment, and they're going to get criticized for it, but I completely get it, and I agreed with it at the time, as Joe did. You know, you're going to have to pay the piper. And they're willing to franchise him again next year. So, you know, you're not going to be having a pity party for Kirk Cousins. But with that being said, he's played himself this year into that long-term deal. I mean, look, he couldn't have done anything more. 41 of 53 in his football game. His third 400-yard game. He was a monster. But they were also playing from behind. And you know, let's not lose track of that. His stats dwarfed Dak's. But Dak didn't make a turnover. Dak was accurate. Zeke rushed 20 for 97. And, you know, don't forget, statistically, Washington kicked their butt all over the field. But they didn't win the football game. I mean, Kirk Cousins' stats were just monumental. 41 of 53, 449, three touchdowns, no picks. He was incredible. They didn't run the football. Couldn't. They were playing from behind almost the whole game. The receiving core was monster. But Dallas did just enough. And again, they're not stupid. They realize they have to keep that defense off the game, off the field. And that's the only way they can do it. Got to make sure that the defense stays off the field. And if they do that, they're going to win some football games. You know, they managed to do it enough. And they were opportunistic. Time of possession, Washington had it more, 33 to 26. But not enough to make a difference. And again, efficiency. You know, you look at the total yards, 505 yards for Washington, 353 for Dallas. That's a big difference. But when it came down to first downs, Washington had 25, Dallas had 24. So Dallas was able to move the chains. Over and over and over again. You know. And this is Dak's team. There's no question about it. You know, you look at it, and even within the division, Eagles sitting there at 5-5. The defense has been much better than what was anticipated. They've only given up 186 points. Washington's defense gives up points. And that's why they are where they are. Because as good as Kirk Cousins has played, Washington's given up 264 points. Giants and Dallas, 213 apiece. And both of their defenses are significantly improved this year. That's why they're sitting on top. You know, Giants still haven't convinced me yet. Probably going to make the playoffs, but that's not a guarantee either. They got a little ways to go. Five games left. Win three, I'm a happy camper. As a Giant fan, of course. But honestly, you know, when you look at what's going on within that division, there's a little bit of separation now. It's Dallas's to lose. And we'll see how it comes out. You know, Giants have a little bit tougher schedule. They managed to squeak by against a really bad Cleveland team. But they did win the game, and we'll get to that one in a little bit. But, you know, a little bit of separation in the two traditional rivals within that division are going to end up fighting it out. Right now, Dallas is a pretty healthy margin between them and the Giants, I believe. But look, with that being said, you're still in it until you're out of it, and that's all that matters. Steelers taking care of their business. Go to 6-5. Retake the lead in their division as they beat Indianapolis 28-7. I don't know what's going to happen in Indianapolis. Honest to God. It's Andrew Luck just can't continue to get beat up like that and survive. You know, I mean, he had to sit this one out with a concussion, so this game was a fait accompli. But for the future of that franchise, you know, I don't know. Pittsburgh was up 21-7 at halftime, which basically ended the game. But he, you know, Scott Tolzien, you're not winning football games with him. You're just not. And the Steelers, to their credit, they took care of business right away. They went out. Three touchdowns on their first three possessions. 5-yard run from Le'Veon Bell. And then Mr. Brown, and I call him Mr. because of the respect I have for him, TD catches 25-33 from Ben. And that's it. That was the game. And, you know, look, Antonio Brown had 5 catches for 91 yards, 3 touchdowns. First time, I think, on all the Thanksgiving games, I might be wrong about that, but I think the first time on all the Thanksgiving games that 3 touchdowns were caught by a wide receiver. Le'Veon Bell, 23 for /120. Look, this is exactly what Pittsburgh needs to do to win. And I'm sorry, I need to correct myself on something. Pittsburgh still loses the tiebreaker with the Ravens winning. But trust me, they'll be there at the end of the year. You know, Steelers face the Giants next. It's going to be a test for both teams. Be curious to see how that plays out. And the Colts have an easy, well, relatively easy one. They get to go to New York to play the Jets. And we'll be talking about that team in a little while, and that's not going to be pretty. But in the AFC South, Houston somehow manages to hold on. I don't get it. When your point differential in the negative is over 40 points. You know, Pittsburgh and Baltimore, it's going to go down to the wire. Neither team will go in as a wild card, I don't think. Cincinnati loses again, drops to 3-7-1, and Cleveland is Cleveland. But, you know, look, it when you're playing a team with a quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger, who, in my opinion, if he never wins another Super Bowl, should still be in a Hall of Fame. And the theme of this show has been efficiency. Efficiency, efficiency, efficiency. 14-20, 221 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. And Mike Tomlin, who gets a lot of heat sometimes. I don't know why. I've never gotten that about Tomlin. Look, all coaches make questionable decisions once in a while on the sidelines. But Tomlin has done nothing in Pittsburgh since taking over but win. And he played it close to the vest yesterday, trying to protect his quarterback. And rightfully so. 29 carries overall. They basically said to Indianapolis, we're going to power you down. We know physically you can't stand up to us on the line of scrimmage. And we're going to protect Ben Roethlisberger, which was exactly what they did. He was not sacked. Tolzien got sacked 3 times for 21 yards, but Roethlisberger was not sacked. And that's what they need to do. Make sure he's upright and healthy as they try to win football games. And I'm sure Pittsburgh is thinking to themselves right now, you know, look, we got to run the table. They get the Giants at home. They travel to Buffalo. Then it's Cincinnati, Baltimore, which, of course, will be key. And they finish against the Browns. And I'm sure they're thinking run the table. And, you know, trust me, I get it. And even if they go 4 out of 5, 10-5 will probably get them in. Probably. Because the Ravens get the hot Dolphins, Patriots, Eagles, Steelers, and Bengals. That's a much tougher road to go. Much tougher road to go. So if I'm sitting there and I'm Pittsburgh, I'm liking my chances. I'm liking my chances. And like I said, look, it wasn't anything that was particularly graceful, but they took care of their business against Indianapolis. And don't forget, look, a win on the road is a win on the road, whether Andrew Luck is there or not. But they got the job done. They were physical. They protected their quarterback. He was standing at the end of the game, which, again, this is the constant theme in my football world. 28-7, they win. Second place technically, but tied for first. We'll see how it plays out. Moving along to a little bit of Sunday action before we get to the top of the hour. Tennessee 27-21, keeping their hopes alive, 6-6, 3-3 away. They are exactly what they are, one of many. But it's a good one of many in this particular case because, you know, again, this is a team that not a whole lot was expected out of except by a couple of people. Joe more passionately than me, but I also expected good things out of them. But you also see a team that had to hang on against the Bears with their 200th quarterback. And, you know, Chicago's a bad team. Matt Barkley starts for Jay Cutler. Did a pretty good job. But Marcus Mariota got the job done. This was good Marcus today. 226 yards, 2 touchdowns. They're not going to be looking for a quarterback in the foreseeable future, although I'm still not sold. And they got it done. Barkley did a good job. A couple of picks, which cost them. But 28 of 54, 316, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Good win for Tennessee. Let's them hang around. They're still in contention because Houston stinks. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio. I'm in the
mood. You hear me talking, hillbilly boy? The
rhythm is right. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Joe's off today. Hopefully enjoying some leftovers and playing with the doggies and all that kind of good stuff. And at Bob Black 71 and at Sports Byline USA. Look, again, it if you're Tennessee and you're sitting there and you're looking at this game, hey, man, you know, Houston stinks. They can't get it done. 6-5. Tennessee 6-6. Look, it why not? Why not Tennessee? You know, the glaring stat for the Houston Texans, and we'll get to them, 194 points scored and 236 points given up. You will not win a division that way, or you shouldn't win a division that way. You still could. O'Brien's got to be pulling his hair out. Look, I think Brock Osweiler will be better next year. I truly do. But this year is a learning curve for him. If anybody's going to be able to coach that kid up, it's going to be O'Brien. He's that good. But with that being said, Tennessee's sitting there licking their chops right now. And as they go forward in this schedule, Broncos, Chiefs, Jags, and Texans. Texans for all the marbles at the end of the year. That's it for hour one. We'll come back with a fresh hour two right after the news at the top of the hour. Hang in there. There's always good news. Yeah, okay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President-elect Donald Trump still slamming efforts to recount election results in some states. On Twitter, Trump claiming he not only won enough votes in the Electoral College to clinch the White House, but he said he also would have won the popular vote if the votes of, quote, millions of people who voted illegally were deducted from the total. The Green Party and its failed candidate Jill Stein have been raising funds for a recount in Wisconsin. Trump's incoming White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, also says recount efforts are a waste of everyone's time.
So here we have a person perpetrating a fundraising scheme that has lost by over 1.35 million votes in Wisconsin, attempting to undo a 28,000-vote lead. It's never going to happen.
Over the weekend, the Hillary Clinton camp said it supports the recount efforts. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples, guy. Holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples, guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Mobile users are especially gearing up for this year's Cyber Monday shopping today. Last year, mobile users accounted for half of all product browsing on Cyber Monday, and nearly one of every three products purchased on that day was bought on a phone or a tablet. Republican U.S. Senator Jeff Flake says he doesn't want to see President-elect Trump start deporting so-called dreamers. Here's Ted Houston.
Flake, a Republican, supported the DREAM Act since it was introduced, allowing legal status for people who were brought into the U.S. illegally as children. Flake also supports President Obama's deportation deferrals for them, known as Delayed Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA.
So I support and will look for ways to ensure that individuals who were brought here when they were 2 years old, no fault of their own, are able to stay here and finish their education. And
Flake was part of the bipartisan Gang of Eight that authored a comprehensive immigration reform program that would let dreamers earn legal status. It died in the House.
This is USA Radio News.
You heard it at the holiday party. A cough. A big, loud, juicy cough. Then Cheryl coughed all over the luncheon. Who else saw that? Apparently no one, because one by one they're a feverish mess. But when it comes your way, you're ready because you got a flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they spend their holidays sniffling at Santa, you'll be tasting every flavor in Grandma's stuffing. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Some veterans are outraged at the removal of the American flag at Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts. At least 1,000 veterans gathered there yesterday to protest the flag's removal, the college taking it down on campus last week following the presidential election results. The veteran demonstrators expressing their strong dissatisfaction with that decision, and they were outspoken at the event about what that flag symbolizes to them. Tomorrow, events are planned across the nation as what's being called the National Day of Disruption. And one case in point, Richmond, Virginia, where workers are planning to rally. Here's Frank Hammond.
Area residents will likely see fast food workers, among others, attending rallies around the region. Airport workers across the country also plan to strike in their fight for higher wages. Protesters are asking for $15 minimum wage and a union. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
In his first Advent message of the season, Pope Francis urging followers not to be dominated by material things. Advent runs for the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas on the Christian calendar. During his regular Sunday greeting in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican, Pope Francis said the season of Advent's a reminder for people to open their horizons and to not have great concerns for material things. Francis also prayed for the victims of Hurricane Otto, which killed at least 9 people and displaced thousands in Costa Rica and Nicaragua. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Sergio Roberto on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. If Twitter is more your thing, at BobBlack71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. You know, we got a big hour two in front of us. It's all National Football League as well as it should be this time of year. Hopefully you're working off your turkey in one form or another, either going to work, going to the gym, or heading somewhere. And if you're doing that, it's all about radio on the go, all about the platforms and devices. You can grab this terrific show, all the programming on the network, and anything else your little heart desires. And as we're approaching the Christmas season, maybe you have some wish list things. Maybe it's a new iPhone. Maybe it's a new watch. Maybe it's a new tablet. Maybe it's a new laptop. They keep getting thinner. They keep getting better, more powerful. Or even if you're old school, you're sitting at the old desk and you're firing up the desktop, cranking it, banging it on the side. And look what happened. I found some Spano and Black. Yeah, not so bad. Great interviews, great sports talk, spirited debate. And we bring you the best that we possibly can in the world of sports on the best sports talk network in the United States, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if that's the case, well, guess what? Your radio on the go wishes and dreams are right here. And wishes and dreams as well for our servicemen and women overseas. American Forces Radio Network, most important to us. Look, we know your service is valuable to this country. We know you're away from home. We know that you're hurting as well. We're giving you a little bit of a taste of home. That's all that matters to us. We'll pick it up and set the table on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, probably not. Yeah, you caught me by surprise. I was here counting my money. I had to stop when I got the six. You know, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. And we're talking National Football League, and that's going to be the table setting for the rest of this hour is National Football League fun and sun. And no matter where you are in the country, it was National Football League weekend. It's a big weekend for the league in the world of sports, you know, combined with what we'll be catching up with tomorrow in the collegiate world of football. And, you know, you had to get your fill. You really did. And if you didn't, man, I got another game to preview tonight as the Packers will be playing the Eagles. But with that being said, let's move along. Bills managing to squeak it out against the Jags, who just, you know, Jaguars were looking to make an upset up in Orchard Park. And the Bills going to 6-5, 3-2 at home, 28-21. But they didn't look particularly good doing it. Beating the Jacksonville Jaguars will be looking for a coach. And look, you know, this was all on Shady McCoy's back. 75-yard run. And Tyrod Taylor making a nice pass to Justin Hunter with 10:46 remaining. Got him up top for good. And the Bills managed to win for the second straight week after trailing at halftime. And only managed to do that once last season. So that was pretty good. Halftime, 7-6, Jaguars, and boy, offensive football, which, of course, has limitations under Rex anyway, but Caldwell has managed to fall into that category too. You know, look, Jacksonville's a bad team, and Buffalo should have beaten them better than this. And if you're a Bills fan, you got to worry about that a little bit. You know, the glow has worn off since Greg Roman got fired. And the patterns are now in place, and the league's picking up on it a little bit. Blake Bortles, man. Yeah. 13-26, 126, 2 touchdowns. 81 yards rushing as he was running for his life. Their offense is banged up. Everybody's hurting. Their defense isn't playing up to par. The coach knows he's done. Bad stuff. Sammy Watkins comes back. 3 catches, 80 yards, including a big 62-yarder. Perpetually hurt. They went down like flies with Jacksonville. Ivory, Rashad Green Sr., Peyton Thompson, Hearns. Bad stuff all the way around. Ugh. I mean, look, man, you know, Jacksonville's 2-9 for a reason. Nobody saw this coming. Nobody saw this coming. Khan, he's going to be looking for a coach. They just, man. But what do you do with Bortles? See, to me, that's the big question in this game. I mean, Buffalo's trying for a playoff spot. I get that. Tyrod Taylor did just enough But Miami's playing better football than they are right now. And if the wild card ends up, one of the wild cards ends up coming out of that division, it's probably going to be Miami and not Buffalo. Well, we'll see. But the question is, what do you do with Blake Bortles? And you look at the line, 13-26, two touchdowns, no picks. Okay, not bad. But he was also the leading rusher. His long pass in the game was 24 yards. He's got mechanical issues. He's got issues between the ears. There's a lot going on there that ain't going right for Blake Bortles. So what do you do with him? You committed to him long term. You owe him a hell of a lot of money. He brought in his own quarterback coach to fix the problems, and the problems haven't been fixed. It's a bucket of bad down there in Jacksonville. You know, again, this isn't to diminish anything that Buffalo did yesterday. You know, ultimately a win is a win is a win, but Miami's 7-4, so they're looking up at them. They're looking up at New England. They're not going to catch them. Miami's playing good football right now. And Buffalo's path is not easy. Raiders, Steelers, Browns, okay. Dolphins and Jets. They're going to have to beat the Dolphins more than likely to get into the playoffs because they're at Oakland, and although they've played well on the road, I don't see them winning that football game. Steelers, well, that's going to be a slobber knocker, as those games are wont to be. But it's a tough road. It's a tough road. I could see 8-8 easier than I can seeing 10-6. You know, if they go 9-7 and just miss, Rex is safe. They won't get rid of him. But not making the playoffs in that division, especially with a first-year coach probably making it with Miami, it's not going to sit well with the fan base. Ravens took care of their business 19-14 against Cincinnati. Cincinnati 3-7-1. Is this finally the year when Marvin Lewis loses his job? Look, I know you guys that listen to the show, you think I got something against this guy. I don't. I don't want to see anybody lose their job. But in the world of results, which all sports worlds are, he just doesn't get it done. And, you know, let's not kid ourselves here. Their defense is starting to get old. They're banged up in key spots. They've lost players in key spots. Dalton's regressed without Hugh Jackson. Although, truthfully, I think he'll be fine. You know, Justin Tucker kicked their way into that win yesterday, 19-14. Flacco had a solid game. But even at that, you know, went right down to the wire where Andy Dalton fumbled. Marvin Lewis stating the obvious, we don't want to fumble at the end. You think? Dalton's 26 for 48, 283, fumbled three times, losing two. Not good ball security. That you can put on him. But Baltimore's defense is really coming around. They're ranked second overall now. They're getting up after the quarterback. You know, we've talked about Pittsburgh, and I still think Pittsburgh's going to come out of that division. But you know something? If Flacco starts to get it together a little bit, and again, they don't have the weapons that they used to, but if they can get it together a little bit, maybe they win it. Boy, I'm real solid on that, aren't I? Look, and you know, Baltimore and Pittsburgh are usually the class of the division anyway. And as we go down the stretch, you know, why not? I bounced their schedule off you. Next week's going to be a key. They can beat the Dolphins. Maybe they do it. But that's a tough road. They got a much tougher road than Pittsburgh. But they're also starting to come together right now. Just offensively, they're just not getting it done. They're at least now in the plus when it comes to points scored against points against, but 218 isn't going to get it done. Hell, Cleveland has 197. So, I mean, just from that aspect, they got to start matching that defense with some offense. And if they do that, you know, let's not forget, it is Joe Bleepin' Flacco. If they're able to do that, well, all right, maybe we're talking about something here. But right now, I wouldn't be too confident if I'm a Raven fan. We'll pick it up right there on the other side and move on to bigger and better things here in the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s perhaps. Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best love record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PVP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department and go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I just get it through your heads that the pressure's on. For you, I just wouldn't give a nickel.
Well, it seems fair. A lot of coaches are saying that to their teams right now. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Sandy Roberto out on the coast, making sure it stays on the air. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We talked about the 19-14 loss. And again, Ravens struggling offensively and not really securing the deal until later on in Cincinnati, making a game of it, you know. But again, bad ball security, and that's all it takes sometimes. And again, I want to see how it plays out with Cleveland. Their fan base must just be with Cincinnati, their fan base must just be up in arms. This goes on year after year after year with them. You know, they look across the state to Cleveland, and Cleveland stinks, but geez, at least it looks like they're trying to get a plan in place. This team, that window that was wide open is now closing rapidly. They need to make sure that they get somebody in there quickly who can coach a football team and maybe get them back up to the promised land before it's too late. I'll tell you what, if they should move Marvin Lewis out of there, I'll tell you the phone call I make. I swear to you, and I know this will sound nuts, I'm making a phone call to Tom Coughlin. Because with the window that's left for Cincinnati and the window that's left for him to coach a football team, that might be the perfect marriage. He might be able to get him to a Super Bowl before it's all said and done. Falcons 38, Cardinals 19. Falcons 7-4. More than likely going to win their division. More than likely. I don't know. I mean, it again, 7-4, they're good. They're good. I get it. I don't trust them. I don't trust them at all. But they're good. And this was a pretty dominant performance all the way around. It was a game until halftime. But kind of fell apart after that. And, you know, look, Taylor Gabriel, 4 balls for 75 yards for Atlanta. They got himself another weapon. And, you know, look, the Cardinals, I can't figure out. Nobody can. That's another one nobody saw coming. I mean, you think about it. This team reached the NFC Championship last year. Championship game. Now they've lost 2 in a row. They're in danger of falling out of the playoffs. And really, the only thing that kept them in there was Seattle just putting up an ultimate stinker yesterday themselves. They're only a game in front of the Rams. God, the NFC West is the NFC worst. Tampa Bay a game back of Atlanta. They've surged a little bit, but they're still in it. And that's why I'm not saying it's completely Atlanta's. You know, it's just we've been fooled before. We'll try not to get fooled again. Most important thing for Atlanta, though, is just Matty Ryan's gotten it back. Matty Ice has gotten it back. 26-34, 269, 2 touchdowns and an interception. They're running the football. Not consistent, but they're running the football. The amazing thing to me is how bad Arizona's defense has been. And look, they've had injuries and everything else. All teams have injuries. They just haven't played well. They haven't played well all the way around. They're going to have to do some heavy examining after this season and figure out what the hell's going on. You know, Palmer, he's okay. He's all right. But he's also getting to that point where you're wondering whether or not he's starting to go off the other side. Larry Fitzgerald, it's a step back. He's not a number one receiver anymore. It's happened. It's happened to him. He'll get his 1,000 yards. But he's got 78 receptions for 802 yards. Do the math. It's not a huge yards per catch. And the guy's just been, you know, brilliant throughout his career. But he's down 2 yards per catch, almost 3, as opposed to his career. He's got 5 touchdowns this year. Again, he'll make his 1,000 yards. But these days, that's almost the equivalent of a running back making 1,000 yards. There's 16 games, you better make 1,000 yards. Atlanta's hanging in there. This is a game, you know, again, this is a game when they were busy collapsing that they would lose and didn't this particular time. So good for them, 7-4. Game in front of Tampa Bay. and they're getting the job done thus far. Giants, 13 fourth quarter points. Get a little breathing room. 27-13, Jason Pierre-Paul capping it off. But six straight, two touchdown passes to Odell Beckham Jr. And they managed to get the job done against Cleveland. But that's really all they did against Cleveland was just get the job done. Jason Pierre-Paul grabs the fumble, rumbles in for a touchdown to seal the deal. Eli, three touchdown passes, really inaccurate in the beginning of the game. Took him a little while to get his feet under him. Robbie Gould continuing to miss extra points, which is getting a little bit problematic for the Giants. Snacks Harrison forcing a fumble. Giants defense has really stepped up. And, you know, look, if you're going to hang your hat on anything for the Giants, because the offensive line continues to struggle as they continue to get healthy or try to get healthy, is that defense is now playing first-rate football. They're one of the better defenses in the league right now. Eli did nothing spectacular yesterday, 194 yards, but he had three touchdowns, and he was clean. And that's all you can ask for. They stayed committed to the run. And I think, if anything, if you're going to look at the Giants, that's probably offensively what's most impressive with them, is the fact that they're staying committed to the run, even though the offensive line is struggling. For guys with offensive reps like McAdoo, that's usually where you get away from balance and you put it on your quarterback consistently. You don't want to do that. Not with Eli. He turns the ball over too much. And if they do become predictable, then you're going to have issues. And he's having a solid year. 20 touchdowns, 10 picks. You know, the 10 picks you're not happy about, but it's still a 2-to-1 ratio. He's almost at 3,000 yards. He's going to project out to 4,200. But you want to see those clean games like you saw yesterday. Cleveland, look, it is what it is. You know, I just hope Haslam doesn't get trigger happy at the end of the year, because if you're watching the football games and you're seeing what's going on with the team, you've got some stuff in place. Crowell can play. He can run. Duke Johnson Jr., he can run. They're okay. You might have a quarterback. Might. Terrell Pryor, dude's going to be big time. He's a big physical receiver who's still trying to figure it out. Once he figures it out, he's going to be a monster. Seriously. Don't forget, this guy was a quarterback. He's figuring it out. And he's figuring it out well this year in his fourth season. 62 receptions, 855 yards, and four touchdowns. He'll get there. You know, they got some pretty good players on defense. Got to hang in. Seriously, they got to hang in. All is not lost. Kirksey's damn good. Collins is a good player. You know, Joe Hayden's still Joe Hayden. You know, there's stuff there to build on. But, you know, again, it just be cool. You know, don't chop you, Jackson. Don't get rid of the manager. You know, give him another couple of years. They'll figure it out, trust me. And they're going to win some football games next year. Maybe Cody Kessler's the guy. You know, that's another thing, too. There's no quarterback in this draft where you're just going, oh, my God, I got to have him. Dolphins struggled a little bit. Oh, sorry, jumped ahead there. Saints 49, Rams 21. Rams defense, which had been playing really, really good, didn't in this particular game. Jared Goff showed you a little something yesterday. 20-32, three touchdowns, interception. Not bad. Not bad. Don't forget he doesn't have weapons. But it's his team going forward. Rams are 4-7, 3-3 away. Question for the Rams, you know, is Jeff Fisher going to be your football coach? And to me, that's the ultimate question. I mean, it just, he's not mine. Not putting an offense in front of this kid. He's not my coach. New Orleans, 5-6, still hanging around on a periphery. Drew Brees, amazing. 310 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. We'll pick it up on the other side. We'll move on to bigger and better things. This game didn't matter too much, and therefore we're not going to spend too much time on it. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now go home and get your shine box.
We could do that or not. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Like I said, nothing really too much going on with New Orleans and the Rams. New Orleans hanging around, trying to make the best of it, but a game under 500 is going to be a rough road to hoe. Dolphins, hottest team in football, one of the hottest teams in football, 31-24. Struggling surprisingly with the 49ers, and it kind of looked like it was done at 24-14, but 10 fourth quarter points. Dolphins managed to hang on to win. But Kaepernick was going in for the tying score and he gets stopped at the deuce. And, you know, it was tough. they thought they had it put away. Torrey Smith gets the 1-yard pass out of Kaepernick. field goal gets them within seven, and Kaepernick was, you know, trying to get it done. To his credit, Miami goes to 7-4, 10 straight losses for the 49ers. God, they suck. And they got to figure out what they're going to do. I mean, look, it's there are no illusions on the West Coast, and Chip Kelly is not going to lose his job. But is there a quarterback in this draft that can make it happen for them? The thing that's scary about San Francisco, if you look at the team overall, is what's their identity? You know, they play hurry-up football for the most part, but it exposes their defense. They don't have a ton of talent on the field. It's, I don't know. I think it's going to be a long time, I think, before football is relevant in San Francisco again. And I know you guys on the West Coast don't want to hear that, but I think it's true. Tannehill, 285, three touchdowns, no interceptions, 95 yards on the ground for Miami. They have the formula. They figured it out. Jay Ajayi didn't have a monster game by any means, but they stayed committed to the run, which is resulting in wins for them. And ultimately, that is what it is all about. Game up on the Bills. Couple back in New England. They're not going to catch New England, but they're probably going to make the playoffs. And ultimately, once you're in the skin, that's it. Chargers 21-13 over the Texans. This is a bad loss for Houston. And look, we know Phillip Rivers can get you at any point in time. 242 yards, three touchdowns, and an interception. Osweiler had a horrible day. 22 with 37, three picks. They were all over him like white on rice. They rushed the ball pretty well, 27 for buck 14, but they couldn't get out of their own way. And he never gave the defense a chance. It wasn't that San Diego was lighting up the scoreboard. But, man, they were just doing nothing. And you got to be real worried now if you're Houston. Again, I do think he will be better next year. But right now, he can't. I mean, he can't get out of his own way. You know, Texans were 5-0 at home. Now they're not. Osweiler's sitting there with 12 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. Not a good year. Like I said, look. They'll get better. He'll get better. But unfortunately, right now, their fortunes are in the hands of a player that's just not up to the task. And he's still got some season to turn it around. Unfortunately, they're up by a game because their division just flat out stinks. But Tennessee's putting some heat on them. They get the struggling Packers, but they're up in Green Bay. Then they're in Indianapolis. Luck should be back. Jags, Bengals, Titans. Titan game could come down for all of it. You know, the way Houston's playing right now, they could run the table. They could lose them all. I think O'Brien... You know, who am I to tell him? But I think O'Brien needs to lean on Lamar Miller a little bit. Play it as conservative as you can. Osweiler's making bad decisions right now. Tom Savage, anyone? No, that's not going to happen. But honestly, it you know, look, it's I don't know if this team can survive bad Brock Osweiler for the next however many weeks. You know? Savage hasn't thrown a pass. Whedon hasn't thrown a pass. They're not going to Brandon Whedon. But, you know, look, it. O'Brien will coach this guy up, I promise you. But for a team that's trying to get into the playoffs, man, you talk about two major hits. losing the best defensive player in the league and then having a quarterback that isn't playing worth stink. Not too good. And Chargers, you know, they did what they had to do. They're still alive. 5-6. One of many. But a game that they were determined not to lose. And didn't. Buccaneers. 6-5 now. 2-4 at home. They actually managed back-to-back home games. But Seattle. What the hell happened to Seattle? Russell Wilson. One of the worst games of his career. 17-33, 151, and 2 interceptions. He was their leading rusher. Legs are back. They can't run the football. Defense didn't do anything wrong. They just can't get out of their own way. Their offensive line stinks. They're 7-3-1. They're going to win their division because their division stinks. But man, oh man, you talk about putting up a lousy football game at the worst opportunity, and you breathed life back into the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They lose that game, they're probably out of it. They'd have been 5-6. Now the Bucs are one game back of Atlanta. Winston played pretty well. Not great, but pretty well. Got the 14 first quarter points and hung on for dear life. Basically what it came down to. Bucs go out west to face San Diego. That's not going to be easy either. But man, Seattle just threw up a stinker. As bad as it gets. Raiders 35-32 against the Panthers. This was probably the best game of Sunday. Really was. And, you know, look, it's the Panthers are barely missing. And when I say what I mean by that is, and it's unfortunate because moral victories don't count, but they're losing games. They're losing close. They're doing just enough to not win. And David Carr hurt his hand. They had a fourth quarter comeback again. They're up to 5 in a row. They beat Carolina 35-32. Carolina's not going to make the playoffs. And, you know, ironically enough, had they won the football game, they would have had some life. They'd have been sitting there at 5-6, only 2 games back of Atlanta, and they would have had a chance. Now they got to win out, and I don't even know that that's going to be enough. David Carr is a real deal. Their defense is interesting. Not as consistent as you would like it to be, but they managed to get it done. They've given up a lot of points. But, you know, with that being said, they win again. And truthfully, that's the name of the game. So, you know, win a game. Robert, I got a commercial bleeding in, so you might want to deal with that. You know, look at it. It's Oakland's division to win. Denver lost. You know, Kansas City's putting the heat on them still, but I think Oakland's the better team. They win the game. They managed to get it, and even though it was a struggle, you know, they're 9-2, 4-2 at home, and nobody's going to look back and go, oh, they struggled against the Panthers. Patriots 22-17 against a Jet team that was there. You got to give them credit, but a strip at the end of the game is the difference in this football game. Jets a bad team finding ways to lose. And, you know, for a change, Fitzpatrick wasn't turning the ball over. I mean, you know, the strip was the strip, and it was a tough play, but, you know, that could have happened to anybody. Can't run the football. Nick Mangold's out. That was certainly a difference with that offensive line. And New England got it done. They're methodical. You know, 9-2, 6-0 away from home. I don't know that this is a Super Bowl team, I have to be honest. I don't know that it's a Super Bowl team. Gronk didn't have a reception. But, you know, they're managing to get it done. Brady's knee is hurt, but he hung tough. You know, what do you do? I mean, if you're New England, you got to deal with it. Long hits Fitzpatrick before he can throw the ball. It's the fumble. Trey Flowers gets it. Game over. And again, I'm not going to put that on Fitzpatrick. You know, he doesn't protect the ball well when he's throwing a ball, but usually he's pretty good in the pocket. Long just got him good. And that was ultimately what it came down to. New England finds a way to win. Jets usually play him tough. They're always up for that game, but the Jets aren't going anywhere. And they got to take a long, hard look at that team when the season's over. They need some major changes on that football team. Maybe starting with the head coach position, just my humble opinion. Chiefs 30, Broncos 27 in overtime. Exchanges of field goals in overtime until finally the Chiefs got theirs. And, you know, I'll tell you, it was a hell of a football game. Broncos could make the playoffs as a second wild card. They're not going to win the division. Look, they're doing... God, I used to love to beat up on Gary Kubiak. I can't do that anymore. He got the Super Bowl last year. And what he's doing with this team this year is nothing short of miraculous. It's a quarterback who's going to end up being a career backup. A good one, but a career backup. But, you know, Kario Santos bangs one in off the left upright. The Chiefs win it. Tariq Hill, three touchdowns. Which, by the way, that was pretty cool in itself. A reception, a rush, and a return. That hadn't been done since Gale Sayers in 1965. And, you know, people are knocking Kubiak for sending Brandon McManus out to try a 62-yarder. But let's not forget a couple of things here. Like I said, this is my mea culpa to Gary Kubiak. There was a minute one left. Do you punt? Yeah, I guess you can. But you're in Denver, thin air. He kicked a 70-yarder. In training camp, and he was perfect during the Denver Super Bowl surge. So I don't blame Kubiak for doing it. We'll pick it up right there and give you a Monday night preview right after this.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. And again, you know, wrapping up a little Denver KC and, you know, traditional rivals. But and this is not to make light of Trevor Siemian's monster game, because it was a monster game. But, you know, look, it they still lost, and he is going to be a career backup. It's just how it's going to be. He's basically Ryan Fitzpatrick, but he doesn't turn the ball over as much. You know, you can win some games with him. Their Super Bowl defense is still intact, and that's why they're winning football games, although it failed them at an inopportune moment yesterday. That being said, you know, they're going to have to solve their quarterback situation. Maybe he's sitting on the bench. Maybe he's not. They'll figure that out in the offseason, but I would imagine Simeon's not going to be the starter. Paxton Lynch will be next year. Tonight's game, Packers and the Eagles. And, you know, look, Eagles sitting at 5-5. This is must win for the Packers. There's bad stuff going on up there. And coming to Lincoln Financial to play is going to be a struggle. Rodgers is playing good football. But they got the Eagles, the Texans, the Seahawks, the Bears, the Vikings, and the Lions. Men's and men's as far as the schedule goes, but they need this win tonight. They cannot afford to lose another football game and drop to 4-7. They get to 5-6. They still got some opportunity, if not to win the division, but perhaps to get the wild card. Because I think they're going to blow past Minnesota. Minnesota just has too many injuries. But the Green Bay defense is not playing well. And we'll see how it plays out. I mean, you know, both teams on life support. It's going to make for an interesting matchup. That's it for this edition of The Attack. Thanks to Senator Roberto for keeping it on the air. A lot of news in college football as well. We'll be talking about all that and more, and a little Monday night recap on tomorrow's edition of The Attack. For Senator Roberto, for Mr. Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.